Let's look at the other thing that that same scripture says. It says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Your health is directly connected to the healing of your soul. Why? Why would that be? Because when there's wounds in your soul created by sin, then the demonic is able to torment you, right? Don't think that that torment isn't going to manifest in a physical disease or infirmity. It can and it will. Let me tell you a story. I was on tour again. I love going on tour. I was on tour again. I went to a state that I'd never been to before. I got down into the plane to the airfield. As soon as we landed, then bang, I started getting sick. I started being assailed by the demonic. I instantly had a fever. I had a headache. I had a sore throat. My mind was waving in and out. I couldn't think or speak clearly. I had a bladder infection, major bladder infection developed. I had a yeast infection that instantly developed. 2 hours later, it took 2 hours to drive to the pastor's house, and I'm completely overwhelmed and overcome with illness. Now, in the past, I would have started fighting. In the name of Jesus! But now I know better. I know that if I'm able to be that assailed that quickly, then there must be something in my soul that's in common with the demonic powers over that region. And it's allowing them to cause me to be ill. So the next day, my team and I, because my whole team was kind of feeling sick,
we laid down and instead of making war, we began to apply the glory light of Jesus on our soul to get our wounds healed.
And God gave me a vision. I saw a vision of me standing in this house with all these rooms. You know, to me, a house can symbolize your soul because there's all these little rooms inside your soul where junk hides, you know? And the Lord said, I want you to go into these five rooms because there's five wounded yous inside those rooms, and I want you to bring them out into my light. So I opened the door of the first room, and I didn't see anything. I said, I don't see anything, Lord. He says, it's so wounded, it's in the closet hiding. I was like, whoa. So I went over to the closet, I opened it up, and there was me. I was in the corner of the closet going, oh God, like that. And so I began to pull these wounded me's out of these rooms that were in my soul. And when I had them all together, all of a sudden I stood back and bam, they were surrounded by light and they got healed.
Now that I had the wounded parts of me healed in the glory light of Jesus,
I knew that now I could make war with the demonic. So that night, I began to come against that spirit, and guess what? It was the spirit of Legion. Remember, he's able to afflict anybody who lives among the tombs. It was a spirit of Legion, and I began to call him out, and he came up, and he spoke to me in an audible voice that was so big it would fill this room and a second story. It was probably one of the most freakiest encounters I've ever had with the demonic. It came up, and it said this, "What do you want?" And I said, in the name of Jesus, I want you to get out. And I didn't know it until that moment, but it had tentacles wrapped around my body. Ugh. And I felt them rip off as I commanded it to leave. Whoa. And I was completely healed. Is that amazing or what? The health and condition of your soul is directly connected to the health and condition of your physical body. Now, I thought it was so interesting that in 3 John 1, it says, Beloved, I pray above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers, that it would connect your money with your physical health, and both of them would be connected to the healing of your soul. Because, you know, I haven't even researched that yet, but I'll come back with an answer later when Jesus gives it to me. But I know that somehow they're intricately connected because the scripture indicates that they are, right? Well, I actually had an encounter with that. I had an encounter where there was a wound in my soul and it zapped both my finances and it zapped my physical body. Let me tell you that story. You don't mind hearing another story, do you? Okay, so we were on tour again and we came back and we were super tired. It was me and my hubby this time. And when we came back, a friend of ours wanted to bless us. So she got us a room at a resort just like a mile away from our house. So we wouldn't have to drive very far and we could just go there and relax and have a good time. Well, it just so happens that this resort is also a casino. Now, when I was on the streets doing what I was doing, one of the things that happened to me is I became addicted to gambling. I would go and get all the chemicals to cook my dope, then I'd cook the dope, then I'd run around selling the dope, and then I'd have a big old wad of cash, and I'd head straight for the Nino. And I was tweaking on speed so I could stay up for days. So I would stay there gambling until every dime of that money would be gone. I'd be out in my car looking underneath the floor mats for quarters and stuff going, there's a quarter, I'm going to go back and hit the big one. So I was completely addicted to gambling on the streets. Of course, that was over a decade ago. So here we are now. We're at this resort. We're relaxing. We had this long tour. And we're ordering movies in the room. And we're going out to the spa and the sauna. And we're soaking in that. And we're having a great time. And we decide that we're going to go to the steakhouse that happens to be inside the casino to have dinner because they have super great food. So we went in. We had this wonderful dinner. And we come out. And there's this bank of slot machines in front of us as you're walking out the door of the steakhouse. And above it said the grand prize on those slot machines was $818. And I go like this. I go, look, honey, Deuteronomy 8:18. The Lord gives us the power to create wealth. God, I know some of you have done that. Come on. I ain't the only one. Bring it. So my husband, we're just having a good time. So he just whips out a dollar, puts it in, and he pushes the button. And as soon as he did, I heard, you just started a war. Within 2 hours, I had a full blast major yeast infection. So I'm laying there. We're about to go to bed. And I'm like, Jesus, I just need some relief. So I took my hands and I beamed light into that area because light kills bacteria, right? And I fiercely beamed until I actually felt the light breaking out of my body, meaning it had been saturated, and I could feel the shift in relief. And I thought, okay, I got the healing. In the middle of the night, it flares up again, full blast. Now, why would it do that? Let's rehearse what we already learned. There must have been a wound created by sin. Otherwise, that demonic power would not be able to come back and make more bacteria. Do we understand? Okay. So I wake up in the morning and went, well, it's a wound. All right. So my husband goes off to get some coffee and stuff, and I start working on my soul. And I began to lose light on myself right away. That's the first thing I did. Because in his light, we see light. I knew that I would get revelation, right? So I began to soak and loose the glory light of Jesus on my mind and every part of my soul. And all of a sudden I had a memory, and I remembered something that I completely, totally forgot about. Yes, I was addicted to gambling on the streets, but before that time, for the first 10 years of my drug addiction, I was completely, absolutely against gambling. I was fiercely against gambling. I hated gambling. I thought gambling was the stupidest thing anybody could ever do. It was a waste of time. I remember my buddies would come over to my house and say, hey, man, they would buy dope for me. And then they'd say, hey, let's go to the casino. And I'd be like, you know what? I'm not going to go to the casino. That is the stupidest thing you can ever do. I don't believe in chance. Gee, whether I realized it or not, I had my doctrine right. I was pretty much confessing the sovereignty of God. But I remember a friend of mine who I loved very much was having a birthday, and he loved the casino. And he wanted to go to the casino for his birthday. So I acquiesced to his request because I loved him. And I went to the casino with him one day. And I didn't know how to play. I'd never been there. I hated the casino. And I went just for him. He takes me in. We sit down. He tells me, this is how you play the machine. You put your money in here. You press these buttons, blah, blah, blah. And so I began to play just out of courtesy to him. And I started winning. Boy, the devil. He knows how to hook his people, eh? And I started winning lots of money. I think I won over almost $1,000. And I was also having a good time. Now, you have to understand something. Back in the day when I was on the streets, I wasn't ever having any good time, any fun. I was terrorizing people every day or running from the cops. This is not fun. Okay, so here I am. And now I am in the casino. I'm winning and I'm having a good time. This is the perfect mixture for me. And I was like, my theology instantly changed. I was like, I can't believe I haven't come here before. This is great. So while I soaked myself in the light that morning, it brought enlightenment to the eyes of my heart. And I remembered that, and I completely had forgotten about that. And when I knew what God was showing me, he was saying, this was the event that you, where you sinned and you first created the wound on your soul, that it's now giving the demonic powers over this casino the legal right to afflict your body. So I began to repent, and I spent this time just fiercely focusing on putting the blood on that event and fiercely focusing on asking forgiveness from God.
And then I began to apply the glory light of Jesus on my soul.
And I had my eyes closed, and I could actually see, like if you would take a knife and like gouge something, you know how you'd see like a big gouge in like your skin if you take a knife or something? I could actually see the gouge in my soul as I was in my mind's eye. And I could see it as I was decreeing light over it, the light of Jesus. I could see it filling up, filling up, filling up, filling up. The more I pressed in, the more it filled up. The more I pressed in, the more it filled up. And finally, it was all the way filled up to the top and sealed over. So right there, now check how I go in order because I want you to pay attention. So I got the healing of the wound. Now I can fight the demonic, right? So I'm standing there in the hotel room and I'm commanding the demonic power that made me sick to leave, because now you have to go in the name of Jesus, because the wound that you are attached to that was created by sin is gone with the blood and the light. Go in the name. And I felt it wave out of my body. I felt it go whoosh. And then I'm sitting there, and then I knew, you know, that what I'd done before, now I could put beam light onto the bacteria and kill it, and it wouldn't come back, right? Because the wound is now healed. And this is so cool. I'm standing in the hotel room in front of the TV set. The TV's on, but the volume is totally off. And I'm just about to start beaming the light on the bacteria, and the Lord, like, almost like shouts in my ear. He goes, "Open your eyes." And I opened my eyes right when there was this commercial about this aerosol product that specializes in killing bacteria. And in this commercial, this little girl is running in the house because the phone is ringing. She's going to answer the phone. And the announcer says, "There's bacteria and viruses all over your house." And she's running to answer the phone, and it shows the handle of the phone covered with all these animated bacteria and viruses. And then they go, "But our product can kill those viruses and bacteria." And then there's an animated thing of this can of stuff that comes on, and then this spray starts shooting out of the can at the bacteria. And the spray, the animation of that spray, looked exactly like a beam of light. And so there's this beam of light shooting, and it's going down over the phone, and all the bacteria are going, "Ah!" And they're dying in this beam of light. And I laughed so hard. I knew what God was saying. He was like, "Beam that light on that bacteria, baby. It's going to die." And so I sat there with my hands in front of my stomach going, "Light, light, light." And that stuff died and I was healed. Amen. Wow. Super cool. Wow. Super cool. And here's the thing. That wound in my soul was giving the demonic the legal right to make my body sick, right? But also, think about it. It was going to be positioned to make trouble for my finances. Because it says, "Beloved, I pray of all things, you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospered." How could that thing bother my finances if it was there? It's a gambling spirit. It could cause me to take an unfounded gamble or a risk with a financial decision or an investment that I wouldn't even understand it or know it, but I would go into moving into making an investment or doing something with my finances. And that wound would have been, and the demonic on it would be controlling my thought process and the decisions I made, and then I'd mess it up. I would take a gamble, I would take a risk, and I would lose in the financial realm. Well, not anymore, I got rid of it. Do you understand? Yes. Hallelujah.